And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 18th of September, 2015. 1851, on this date, the first edition of the New York Times was published, founded by two journalists, Henry Jarvis Raymond and George Jones. They were determined to avoid sensationalism and scandal and concentrate on objective reporting. They gathered together some investment money, bankers, politicians, wealthy people, $100,000, set up shop in a dilapidated six-story brownstone, 113 Nassau Street. They didn't have much money, had to work by candlelight with a crew of men printing the first edition on a steam-driven rotary press. Gave off so much heat that the men stripped down to their underwear. Jarvis wrote an editorial on the front page. He said, "There are few things in this world which it is worthwhile to get angry about, and they are just the things anger will not improve." Within 10 days, they had 10,000 readers, 24,000 by the end of the year. It's the birthday of the French physicist Jean-Bernard Léon Foucault, born in Paris, 1819. Invented the gyroscope, took the first clear photograph of the sun, figured out how to measure the absolute velocity of light, and originated the pendulum that demonstrated the rotation of the earth. And it's the birthday of Samuel Johnson, Lichfield, England, 1709, essayist and lexicographer. Put together a dictionary of the English language, 42,000 entries, took him 9 years, and who comes down to us through the biography written by a young Scottish gentleman named James Boswell, who wrote about Johnson. He's a man of a dreadful appearance, very slovenly, speaks with a most uncouth voice, yet his great knowledge and strength of expression command vast respect. The Life of Samuel Johnson came out in 1791, about 5 years after Johnson's death. And so Johnson is still quoted today, thanks to Boswell. "Patriotism is the last refuge of scoundrels." He was the one who said that. "He who makes a beast of himself gets rid of the pain of being a man." And he said, "The true measure of a man is how he treats someone who can do him absolutely no good." Here's a poem for today by Philip Terman entitled "Pinochle." "Tonight, after an all-day rain, the world seems far off, and even my dead father has retired back to the pinochle game he plays with his older brother Nate and that policeman Zareski and Aunt Florence's Uncle Joe, who even alive was always unemployed, but wore the same brown suit and pork pie hat, and always had a stack of Playboys stashed on the floor of the back seat of his Plymouth. When I glanced at one, he warned that it was a bad habit. 'It gets you excited,' he said, 'and that costs money.' He'd always visit, widowed or divorced, I never knew, talking about the track. I was too young to inquire any further. His body, thin as a shadow, face pale, soft-spoken and serious, smoking and playing cards with Uncle Nate and that policeman Zareski and my father, who turns back now from all my inquiries and tells Uncle Joe to stop shuffling and deal." "Pinochle," a poem by Philip Terman from Our Portion, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering the weekly poetry podcast, Poetry Off the Shelf, featuring contemporary American poets, readings, reviews, and more. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/poetrypodcast. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.